This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Yarbrough here with you this Wednesday, December. Oh, no, it's not. It's February the 10th, 2010, of my Lord and Savior, the Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is no King but King Jesus. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. All been done before, we just change the actors on the stage, the technology and the terminology change a little, but oh well, we'll just continually repeat history, the mistakes of history, over and over and over again, never, ever, ever seeming to learn. So, since there's nothing really new going on, a few housekeeping notes. National conference call for the farmers. We're still going at it every Saturday and Tuesday at 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and 4 Pacific. You can call and join in with us at 712-451-6000. 712-451-6000. Conference number 123462. 123462. Also want to thank First Amendment Radio at firstamendmentradio.com for rebroadcasting this up over their satellite and internet network. And we thank all you listeners out there at firstamendmentradio.com. What do we have here? Oh, okay, let's do this. Since it's that time of year... Form 1040, U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. In the upper left-hand corner is the word label. Has nothing to do with the mail-in label. It is part of the explanation of the legal document. Label, as defined in Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, first definition, is anything appended to a larger writing as a codicil. Let's see. Codicil from Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition. Codicil, a supplement or an addition to a will. Really? A will? No, can't be. Can't be. Title 31, Money and Finance, Section 321. For the purposes of the federal income, estate, and gift taxes, property accepted under Paragraph 1 shall be considered as a gift. Ooh. Or bequest, a will, oh, to or for the use of the United States. Yes, gifting and bequesting to pay for your own destruction. What a system. We'll talk more about that, getting out of that system, with my guest, Brother Gregory Williams, His Holy Church, here on the American Freedom Network.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
And we're back. The show is To Free America here on the American Freedom Network, and we need your help, folks. Simple as that. I keep telling you, we need your help. We got to feed that squirrel out there running in the cage in the transmitter so this signal goes out to you. You can do that in several ways. You can give Michael a call there at 800-205-6245. 800-205-6245. Make your donation on your plastic, call and order a copy of today's show or past shows we've done, other shows here on the network. That helps us out. You can pick up that envelope and address it to AFN P.O. Box 1750, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone 80534. You can throw a fraudulent reserve note or two in there. We'll still take those for the time being. Your check, your money order. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin, and that would really help us out. At the very least, make note of the advertiser's phone numbers. Give them a call and say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. Also, just as a warning out there, warning, if there's any listeners out there in South Carolina, if you have not registered with your Secretary of State of South Carolina, you may be in violation of the Subversive Activities Registration Act by just listening to this program. So, beware out there. You need to march right on down to the Secretary of State's office there at South Carolina and register up that you're part of a subversive organization if you're listening to this broadcast. Yes, how far will they go? My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church, hisholychurch.org.net and .info on the web. Brother Gregory, welcome.
Glad to be here. How are you doing?
Oh, it's wonderful to be a subversive.
Well, welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club, yes. There's been, kind of an exclusive club throughout history, huh?
It's been a well-recognized club. Not very many people want to rock the boat, but I'm an old rapids runner myself. I used to canoe up in northern Minnesota. Loved to run the rapids in my canoe.
Well, I was going to start out here with a quote from Thomas Jefferson. And this is his definition of liberty. Rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our will within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others. I do not add within the limits of the law, because law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual. I thought that was a pretty good definition.
Yeah, well, here's what James Madison said about freedom. He said, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachment of those powers than by violent and sudden usurpations. And so adding those two together, we may get a little bit of perspective at some of the thinking that was going on back in 1776.
These guys had this
concept of freedom and liberty ingrained into them from generations of dealing with life in the wilderness and the difficulties of a pioneering culture. We've been in a culture of socialism for almost 100 years in America, and we've created a different breed of individual.
Well, and, you know, most people are out there trying to survive in the wilderness of the cities.
Right. But that's the first place that Pharaoh put people is in the cities.
Yes.
As soon as he wanted to make you a slave, he moved you to the cities. Even the Hebrew word for city actually is the same word for terror. Cities are not really where people ought to be. You know, a village may be okay, maybe a town, but you start getting into cities. We moved out of the cities, I don't know, almost 40 years ago, simply because we were starting to have children and we didn't want to start raising them in the city. So
well,
I think that you can get to confront the essential facts of life a lot better in a more rural or smaller community.
And the Lord's economic plan. The Lord's economic plan is a self-sufficient family farm.
That's right. A self-sufficient community of families that were taking care of one another. This is, you know, recently there was the Continental Congress or whatever it was that was organized by a few individuals who may have been very well-meaning, but somebody had said that they were doing exactly what the forefathers had done, you know, 250 years ago. The reality is there hasn't hardly been anybody in America doing exactly what the forefathers had done 200 and 300 and 350 and 400 years ago. And when people say forefather, I actually kind of cringe at that. My forefathers were here in America back in 1776. One of them was kicked out of the Quaker Church for joining the Virginia Regiment. But the forefathers of America were all those men on farms and in small communities taking care of one another.
Yes, taking care of one another, caring about each other. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Back here on the American Freedom Network.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. You can find them on the web at hisholychurch.org, .net, and .info. Main site is hisholychurch.org. We're talking today about, well, the Federalists versus the anti-federalists. Is this Constitution, and, you know, it's over the years here has almost become a god unto itself for a bunch of people out there, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. People equate the term the Constitution with freedoms, or with their rights, with liberty and the success of this nation, and nothing could be farther from the truth. Constitution wasn't even a popular document amongst most of the people. Had it been put to a vote, it would have been voted down. When I was just entering school, my brothers were already in high school, and they actually knew who some of the anti-federalists were, some of the men who opposed the Constitution. They were still memorizing speeches by Patrick Henry. But today, I see kids graduating from high school all the time, don't even know who Patrick Henry is.
They're lucky to know their name.
What the anti-federalists are.
But they're lucky to know, get out of high school and still remember their name.
Well, I've actually seen some graduates. I couldn't read their name. But... a famous individual in history at the time of Christ was actually, this was attributed to him or about him. He said he was sensible that mankind is governed by names, nor was he deceived in his expectation that the Senate and the people would submit to slavery, provided they were respectfully assured that they still enjoyed their ancient freedoms. And that's pretty much, you know, what we were talking about in the beginning of the show, is that people think that the Constitution, that they're still back in 1776, and that they're trying to apply phrases and clauses of the Constitution as if they still were those early Americans who opposed the Constitution, for the most part, vehemently opposed the Constitution. We have a series, and we actually have a book that we're working on our network called Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions. And it goes step by step and shows you not only why that they disagreed with the Constitution for the most part, why they disagreed with it, why men like Madison suggested that they needed the phrase "we the people," and why Patrick Henry didn't want the phrase "we the people" in there. Both of them had legitimate arguments from a certain point of view. But it's clear by Supreme Court rulings that the people weren't even a party to the Constitution. Their rights didn't come from the Constitution. All the Constitution was doing was granting privilege to a corporate entity called the United States of America, or the United States federal government. It wasn't a republic. The Constitution did not create a republic. You just read the terms. It's an indirect democracy. It was to guarantee a republican form of government to those entities creating it, which was the states, and most of the states were republics to one degree or another. That's one of the amazing things about a republic, is that it can be in many different stages of liberty. I mean, you got the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic and the Republic of China, but freedom is not... They also have communist parties within those organizations, just as we have social democrats in the United States. So a republic depends upon the individual exercising responsibility, which is what early Americans were doing in those communities, taking care of one another. And we just don't do that anymore. Everybody does exactly what our forefathers were saying. As long as you look to government, you will always suffer tyranny. As the Bible says, in, way back in Proverbs, thousands of years ago, that the slothful shall be under tribute. And that's exactly where Americans are today. They're ruled by names, though. They still have 4th of July. They still wave their flags. They think the Constitution is what has guaranteed their freedom. And actually, some of the clauses in the Constitution has provided an opportunity for them to enslave themselves, such as your guaranteed right to contract.
Yes, that let's make a deal here. Door number one, door number two, or let's see.
Or the pit.
Or the pit.
Yeah, the...
Here's from Thomas Jefferson again.
Okay.
I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them.
Okay, here's one from James Madison. Again, since you're doing Jefferson, I seem to be doing Madison. Is there no virtue among us? If there be not, we are in a wretched situation. No theoretical checks, no form of government can render us secure. To suppose that any form of government that will secure liberty or happiness without any virtue in the people is a chimerical idea. If there be sufficient virtue and intelligence in the community, it will be exercised in the selection of these men. He went on, but he's defending the Constitution, but only for virtuous people, something that the anti-federalists were constantly, men like Patrick Henry. He said this document was written as if good men would take office. When bad men take office, they'll steal your rights to ambuscade. Patrick was more of a prophet than a statesman, because almost everything he suggested has come absolutely and completely true. Before we get done with our program, we should talk a little bit about the solution, but there certainly is a great problem in the American mind when they think that somehow or other they can return to 1776 and... roll back the annals of time and 200 years of sloth and avarice on the parts of the people and then suddenly become free again. It's not that easy. We have to return to things like virtue.
We have to turn back to God. We have to turn back. We have to take on a spirit of repentance.
Yep, you got the word there. That was, you took the word right out of my mouth, to repent, which is this problem that we're facing today with this diminishing freedom and liberties in this country is not something new to man's history. It was being experienced exactly in the same way at the time of Jesus Christ. People were created a socialist system of welfare and turned their offerings, their contributions, that were always free will contributions, into collected contributions as of 78 B.C., that you could actually be arrested if you did not contribute an adequate sum to the coffers of the treasury of the government, which was in Judea. And then Herod came along with a great plan of Social Security and extended that free will offerings to a Corban that Jesus said made the word of God to none effect. because they no longer live by faith, hope, and charity in Judea. They live by guaranteed entitlements,
now,
which is the path that we have taken.
Let's get something straight here. That the Corbin, the Social Security setup in Israel at the time, was not the Romans extracting the tax so much as the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the Herodians.
Absolutely. They had two different classes of tax collector, the Gabbai and Molochai, and they collected taxes on everything. You had to get you were taxed on your vehicles, you know, your chariots or wagons on the road according to the number of wheels that you had. They had a very complex system of taxation. But the worst of them was this Corban, which the people in Israel had been bound together by faith, hope, and charity, by loving their neighbor as much as themselves. That was something Moses had said. Free will offerings, taking care of the needs of the community in a social welfare system based on that free will offering. The Pharisees had a better idea. They said, sign up, and then we'll keep track of what you pay in and make sure everybody pays their fair share.
Oh,
and
fair
that
share.
Was the Corban of the Pharisee. Corban simply means sacrifice. And anytime you pay taxes, that's your sacrifice. But the taxes in the kingdom of God were free will offerings under the perfect law of liberty. That's what Jesus was bringing, is another way in which to live with each other, another government. And that's why the Christians were persecuted occasionally, although they were often said to leave them alone, because they had another form of government. They literally were expatriating at Pentecost from the government of Herod back to the government of God, which is where your rights really are.
Where that true liberty is.
Yes, and that's what we see if you go back to Egypt. Moses, they were expatriating when the Israelites came together, and in one day they were kicked out. They said, okay, they're no longer a surety for the Pharaoh. Get out of town. Well, they got out of town, but they did not get out of Egyptian jurisdiction, because Egyptian jurisdiction went all the way to Canaan in those days. And what they did was they were no longer in the persona jurisdiction of the Pharaoh. They couldn't go to him for benefits. They couldn't go to him for protection. They couldn't go to him for the leeks and onions and the straw benefits. That's what those things in the Bible are doing, is they're giving you metaphors. They had to pay income tax in Pharaoh's Egypt, minimum of 20% income tax every year, everything you earn, one-fifth. Still today in Egypt, income tax is one-fifth for everybody, no more than 20% for individuals and corporations, because Joseph said that was a law forever in Egypt, and it still is. But other people in other countries, they've gone back. The dog has returned to his vomit and the pig to his mire, and they've gone back to the same thing. And how did they get there? They covet their neighbor's goods. They want free education for their children at the expense of their neighbor, which means it's not free. They want free health care. They want free social welfare. They want to be guaranteed safe in their homes by somebody else. And they don't care that their neighbors are forced at gunpoint to pay for it. Well, that makes a poor community. Out in where we live, the community, we watch each other's back. We take care of each other. That's just the way this community is. But we're a long ways from the city.
Yeah.
And that's what people need to do, is return to that, of taking care of one another, going back to the virtue, repenting of these benefits from men who exercise authority one over the other, yet called themselves your benefactors. Christ forbid that. You see it in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Christ forbid it. Yet churches today say, oh, that's okay. You go pray to the benefactors who exercise authority if you need any real help, but you just make sure you're here in time for choir practice. And make sure you tie to us so that I can buy a new car. And, you know, they give token charity, but that's not what the early church was doing.
Stay tuned, folks. We're on our bottom of the hour break. 877-254-7524. Phone lines are open. Question or comment. We'll be right back.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion. Then the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. You can reach them on the web at hisholychurch.org. Is the main website, hisholychurch.org.net, and .info. The three main books, Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and The Free Church Report, are all available on the website. But if you want them in hard copy, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. 25 fraudulent reserve notes each, and you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. 97640. And you've got a new book working on called The Higher Liberty.
Right. That's it's actually, we do have it in print, but we're going to be expanding it to probably about 120, 140 pages, and it's a smaller book, though. It's I don't know. I think we sent you a copy, didn't we? Have you got it yet?
Haven't checked the mail in a couple days, so.
Okay. Well, it should be there pretty soon, but it's half the size of the other books, and it deals first with Romans 13 and basically this concept of liberty. And we tried to, you know, kind of use both barrels on those people who want to misinterpret a couple of verses in the Bible and rearrange all the teachings of Christ around those single verses. And, you know, they've done a pretty good job of misleading the people.
You mean, let's see, as a Christian, you are required to give unlimited submission to civil government.
You know, if that was anywhere even close to what the early church was doing, I don't think anybody would have persecuted him. And there's no evidence. I've actually read court cases that have survived back in those early days of Christianity. You know, they're fragments, but they're still there covering the basic topics. And I can assure you, they were constant. You can even read it right in the Bible. These are the men who do contrary to the decrees of Caesar. Didn't they read Romans 13? What's the matter with those guys?
Well,
they had their own government. Even when Hadrian and Trajan was saying, leave the Christians alone, he was saying it because they were a government unto themselves. One of the most popular books in America at the time of the American Revolution was The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire by Edward Gibbons. And he refers to the early church as a viable republic in the heart of the Roman Empire. He praised the union and discipline of those Christians. Today, Christians have, what, 45,000 different sects of Christianity in this country alone?
And guess what? They're right, and if you're not part of them, you're wrong.
I guess I'm wrong.
I mean, there's a whole lot of people out there that
do what I believe is right and teach what I believe is right. And, you know, I challenge, you know, we put out articles on Romans 13 quite some time ago, and really what that says in the Greek, and any Greek, you know, scholar will tell you that's exactly what it says, because that is the only meaning, really, of the word exousia, which they translate power, sometimes authority, but it actually means liberty or the power to choose. It's even translated liberty in the Bible. And what Paul was saying, let every man remain subject to the higher liberty, because all liberty is of God, and there is no liberty but of God, and anyone who opposes liberty opposes God. The government's men institute are to punish the wicked. And the wicked is usually the men who instituted the government.
Yes.
Because that's what it says in the Bible. When they elected Saul to be their ruler, that was called a rejection of God, as they have done since he brought them out of Egypt. And considering the fact that everybody in the United States and most countries is back in Egypt again, we've done it again.
Nothing new under the sun. We've got a caller. Who we got?
Hey, this is Sean up in Fort Collins.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, I've got a question, and you're touching on it now, the subject, and that is those scripture references in the New Testament that are pretty explicit about submitting to the authorities and et cetera, et cetera. So, and I've been doing some study on it, and it's hard for me to get around, at this point anyway, not doing just that. Now, I understand governments are wicked, and they, it always leads to, even if it doesn't seem like it at the time, they're going to lead to tyranny. There's just no doubt about it. History proves that out, bears that out just about 100% of the time. And so, anyway, how do you treat those scripture references that Paul, in particular, where he tells us as Christians to submit to the governing authorities?
Well, you have to read Higher Liberty, which we were just talking about, I guess, when you were coming on the phone. And we go through some of the other Titus and some of the Peter quotes and explain and put them into the context. We show you the Greek. We show you what those words mean. We're not rewriting the Bible. Once you understand that Paul and Christ and Moses and Abraham were setting people free from these governments, when you got how you got into the system of Corban of Herod, he set up this system of Corban where you would be baptized into this system. You would actually go get baptized. They'd give you a new name. They'd give you a little white ID stone. And they would write your name down in their registry. You'd be a registered citizen now. And if you had any needs, you got blinded or you were crippled, the government would take care of you. They set up entitlement programs. But you had to pay in. And men would knock down your door if you didn't. That's what Herod was setting up. And he called it the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven in Aramaic. John the Baptist came along and said, hey, I got another baptism out here. Of course, you got to leave the city. You got to come out here in the country. And because if I go to the city, they're going to cut my head off. But you come out here in the country, and I'll baptize you into the kingdom of heaven. And they say, well, how does that work? Well, if you have two coats and your neighbor doesn't have any, you share. You operate by faith, open charity. Now, these are two different kinds of government that have existed throughout history, and to greater or lesser degrees. The United States is going towards the kingdom of heaven that Herod preached, been doing it for 100 years or more, and Jesus Christ told us to go the other way, towards the kingdom of God.
John, you want to stay with us?
No, I'll let you guys continue. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned, folks. Question or comment, phone lines are open.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit AdoptText.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams. Question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Brother Gregory's websites, His Holy Church. Well, it's actually the church's website, hisholychurch.org, hisholychurch.org, .net, and .info. New book coming out, The Higher Liberty, Explanation of Romans 13. But let's take us back to this Constitution and the Federalists versus the Anti-Federalists. And the Anti-Federalists said, now look, if you pass this thing, we're going to, you know, time will come along here where, well, we may not have such moral, upstanding people like, oh, Alexander Hamilton. Oh, excuse me. that will govern us. And the Constitution, in a way, was written that it's got you contracted into following Romans 13 of unlimited submission.
Yeah, the
in a way, would you agree?
When it began, the Constitution, I mean, you know, the first executive order of George Washington was ordering plates to eat on. They weren't the supreme moral authority of our lives, as Bill Clinton said in one of his executive orders. It was a completely, you know, most people didn't need the government for anything. The idea that government was in the charity business, you see that idea pop up from time to time. Davy Crockett wrote a very interesting article on that subject. But generally speaking, the United States federal government didn't get into the welfare business until this last century, and
neither did the state.
From there, but
well, and neither did the states.
That's right. No, it was done by individuals and by the church. The churches were referred to as embryonic republics in the early days of America. I mean, they had their storehouses. They took care of the needy. If you wanted any kind of welfare or her social security, you went to church. Now you just go there to feel good about all those bad things you've been doing to your neighbor the rest of the week. Of course, you don't have to actually feel the pain of what you're doing. You've got other men to kick in their doors and force them to contribute and rob the widows and orphans and make God's house or God's government a den of thieves. But everybody's left God's government a long time ago. They've all gone whoring after the other governments and gods of the world. And, you know, I don't usually pick on individuals, but there was, I just happened to see a website. Actually, I saw an image of it that somebody had in the background on a Skype thing that they were playing, and I played the video. But, and it was about, you know, this, promising everybody we were going to solve this liberty problem within 3 days, and we had all this support, and I won't name who it was and all this kind of stuff, but they've gotten all kinds of financial support. But in the background of their website was that picture in the Capitol Dome, which is the apotheos of Washington, that raises Washington to the rank of God. We've just completely turned the world back upside down again. We've completely abandoned the teachings of Christ. And the anti-federalists were so strong. There was actually 1,000 soldiers, militiamen, marched into Providence, Rhode Island in opposition to the Constitution. And, of course, it wasn't passed in Rhode Island, and therefore it was never legally passed. The law required that it was a unanimous passing of any changes to the Articles of Confederation. They didn't get it. I can show you in Clark's Summary of U.S. American Law, a fundamental law book used throughout the United States, that the Constitution was acquiesced to or adopted. It was never legally ratified in the states. In Rhode Island, they eventually twisted their arm to get it to be passed. But it still wasn't that big a deal to the average individual, because they didn't look to the government for so many things. We don't know how to live as a free people anymore. If you freed everybody in America today, you have absolute total chaos tomorrow.
Well, yeah, because, let's see, over 50% depend on some taxing entity.
Yep,
for their daily bread.
In my county, 75% of the people in my county get a government check every month. Fortunately, there are not very many people in my county. We live in the least populated county in the state of Oregon, I think, and one of the bigger ones. But, yeah, people are absolutely dependent upon the government for everything, and they should be under tyranny. Your caller before the break was asking about Romans 13 and stuff. If anybody wants to read that Higher Liberty book, it is on the net for free. But the only way you're going to find out where it is on the net for free is that you join the Living Network in your local community, your local state, and you ask the guys on that network how to get a copy of it, and they'll let you know. Because we're sharing it amongst the people who are forming the network. That's what the early church, you know, when they had those 1,000 soldiers march into Providence, Rhode Island, they didn't have phones then. They didn't have the internet. But they were able, on a moment's notice, to have 1,000 men march into Providence, Rhode Island. How'd they do that? Networking. Networking is what the early church did. It's what Moses did. It's what Abraham was doing. And it's going to be absolutely essential to do it in the future, because the government that we have created for ourselves is in the process of decline and fall. The early church did real well during the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Question or comment, 877-254-7524. Phone lines are open.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest today. Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the website. .org, .info, and .net. And we've got a caller. Who we got? Hello, caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Who's this?
Hi, it's George out of Massachusetts.
Hello, George.
Yeah, you mentioned Providence, Rhode Island, about an hour from there. So there's still some of us over here. I wanted to ask the question that once we've decided that we don't want to contract, as you said earlier, with these folks, how do you cut the ties of how they've contracted with you in the past? Do those things stay with you until you're in the ground, and you got to hope that your son and daughter don't do it, or
until you're in the ground? that's what we write about in the Covenants of the Gods, as far as the nature of the bondage that is created, and then we write about Thy Kingdom Come, which talks about the successful repentance and alteration of those individuals from bondsmen to freemen. And one of the best known examples of such redemption is when Moses freed, you know, thousands upon thousands of people from Egypt. And he didn't just come in and suddenly say, okay, everybody fill out these forms and we're leaving town. He came in and they went through a whole process of learning to be free. This is what I was saying earlier. People don't know how to be free as a community. And, yeah, people can slip through the cracks right now, but things are getting tighter and tighter and more difficult. Finding work is harder and harder. If you're family men and you have, which somebody is, I can hear in the background.
So let's use a hypothetical question. You get pulled over by a state trooper. He gives you an offer for two contracts. I can either bring you down to the barracks right now, or I can send you a summons. And then you go to the court, and the judge says, would you like to talk to the district attorney, or do you want to go to trial, or whatever the two choices are? So they're constantly offering you contracts. So you say, all right, well, Moses, you know, did this. What do you do in those kind of... What is
they're
not looking for a magic potion, but I'm saying...
They're offering you door number one and door number two because they have the keys to those doors.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to offer you door number three.
Gotcha.
They're not even going to mention it. It's not even going to come up, although I have heard judges mention it. Randy Lee and John Quaid, you know, I rode on a train with them once, and they were telling a story about a guy who was in court, and the judge was listening to his rhetoric and could see that I've seen this more than once. He could see that the guy was trying to be this free individual rather than simply locked up in an administrative process. And the judge was sympathetic, but he's under obligation to his bosses. These are administrative courts, and, you know, I've actually have letters here right from judges who says they can't answer certain questions. I have to talk to the court administrator. We'll have to get to that answer when we get back.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll answer on the air for you.
I appreciate
it. Thanks for calling, George. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned, folks. We're on our top of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 877-254-7524. Stay tuned.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Two major airports serving the nation's capital have been shut down because of another huge winter storm. Dulles International Airport and Reagan National Airport are closed for the day because of blizzard conditions. Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty calls it the worst snow the area has ever seen. Stocks struggled to gain ground on Wall Street today. Investors were uncomfortable with Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's warning that interest rates may have to creep up in an effort to unwind government bailouts of the private sector. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 20 points, finishing at 10,038. The NASDAQ lost 3 points, ending the session at 2148. The broader S&P 500 dropped 2 points to close at 1068. Meantime, the Federal Reserve aims to start pulling back on the emergency support measures implemented during the height of the economic crisis that could include higher interest rates. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke indicated no moves are imminent, but left open the possibility of future hikes. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has allowed me to be home with my children. I see the three-step plan being able to provide enough income for so many families that they're going to be able to keep their home, keep their second car, just being able to provide shoes and whatever else their children need. We've been waiting for 10 years to put a deck on the back of our house, and we're going to be getting that deck now. Andy Willoughby's three-step plan can make a change in your life. You can actually look out your window and be able to dream again. Not only am I going to be home with my children, but our future sees my husband being home as a full-time dad, too.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-424-8752. 800-424-8752.
A colorful former congressman has died. Correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports.
He was known as Good Time Charlie, a hard-partying congressman from Texas. Former Democratic Congressman Charlie Wilson has died at age 76. A hospital in Texas says he died of cardiopulmonary arrest. Tom Hanks played Wilson in the 2007 movie Charlie Wilson's War. It focused on Wilson's effort to channel money and weapons to the Afghan freedom fighters in their war against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Wilson also did a lot of work on behalf of veterans, and a veterans outpatient clinic in Texas bears his name. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Police say a Tennessee elementary school principal is in critical condition after she and an assistant principal were shot and wounded by a coworker at their office today. The shooting at an elementary school in Knoxville happened about an hour after all the children were dismissed for a snow day. The man accused in the shooting is charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Ever think about retirement? Certainly.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Help us pay the lights and the phone and feed the squirrel out there running in the cage and the transmitter. And you can do that in several ways. You can give Michael a call at 800-205-6245. 800-205-6245. Make your pledge on your plastic. We'll take that, or call and order a copy of today's show, past shows, other shows here on the network. You can pick up that envelope and address it to AFN, P.O. Box 1750. P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone 80534. Throw a fraudulent note or two in there. That'll help us out. Your check, your money order. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin, and that would really help us out. At the very least, make note of the advertiser's phone numbers. Give them a call and say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church, hisholychurch.org, .net, and .info. The three books, main books, Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and the Free Church Report are all available on the web, but if you want them in hard copy, they're 25 of fraudulent reserve notes each. You still take those, right?
Yeah, I take them.
Okay. Or, well, you could throw in some just weights and measures, folks. And you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon. Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. 97640. Now, George from Massachusetts asked complicated question.
Well, it's an important question. Everybody wants a simple answer, but that's because we're a product of McDonald's instead of a Rome wasn't built in a day. You don't take it down in a day either. But the reality is what I was talking about, is that the judge was listening to the guy's case, was sympathetic. The guy was sincere. And the judge said, would you like me to release you to the asylum state? He gave them that as another one of the options that he didn't usually get. And the word asylum scared him to death. He didn't know what to do with that. But really what Christ was doing was he was creating the asylum state. We always think of states as borders, boundaries. You know, did you cross the border? Well, yeah, those imaginary lines, they are borders as far as agreements between states and corporate states and, you know, agreements between people. But jurisdiction can actually leap over borders, the same as you can leap over borders, which is why people have to have passports these days. Passports were only for government members. Now they're for everybody because everybody's a member of a government. And what Christ was doing was creating an alternative government. So was Moses. And these people were learning to live during hard times without the Pharaoh. Now, they still had to pay their tally of bricks. They still had to do the work of Pharaoh for a while. And we see the same thing with Christ when Christ was saying, you know, pay Caesar what you owe him. But he was also talking about seeking something else. He's talking about an unrighteous mammon and a righteous mammon. And he was teaching the people how to come together. And this is what the Christians were doing, is they were creating an alternative system. They weren't walking the plank. Moses wasn't taking them to the edge of the desert and saying, you're free, run for it. He was teaching the people how to come together as a people. And that's what early Americans knew, simply by the force and fear of the wilderness. They had learned to come together. And because they were able to come together, you know, 1,000 men marched on Providence, Rhode Island, when there was a problem. There were, you know, the Americans who won the American Revolution were in the minority. But they were a strong, well-organized minority who knew each other and cared about each other, and worked for the sake of each other. That's why Christ is saying, love thy neighbor as thyself. It's not just talking about singing in church and shaking hands with the guy next to you. He's talking about actually being a body. We heard a baby crying there in the background when George was on the phone. What happened if George gets hauled off to the Hooskow? What happened if he has a car accident? Who's going to care for that if he's not a part of the government? He needs to be a part of another government called the government of God that doesn't operate by these contracts forcing you to be a part of something, but operates by bonds of love and caring one for each other. That's why we've created the network. All the network is right now is email groups in your local states that you can get on and meet other people. You got to actually go down and meet them. You got to actually, you know, find out if you can trust them. You have to do things together with them that, you know, other than, you know, roast hot dogs on the 4th of July. You have to start being that government. And right now we're making those connections. But tomorrow, if the economy keeps going the way it's been going, we need to be making our own industries. We need to be making our own businesses. We need to be making our own networks, our own health programs, but based on faith, hope, and charity. You're not going to just loan a guy a coat because he doesn't have a coat. You may be, you know, have to share your food. You may have to share your drinking water before we're done. And that's what the early church was, and we've completely forgotten that. Out where I live, we're out in a rural community, a long ways to town. You know, it's 100 miles to a town. And there's not very many towns at 100 miles. These people out here, they've learned self-sufficiency pretty much. There's a lot of people still plugged in heavily into the system. But we could do okay. The cities won't be the same.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Question, comment, 877-254-7524.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church, hisholychurch.org, .net, or .info. The new book, The Higher Liberty, is available on the web, but you'll have to go join up to the Living Network. Real simple. Just click through, and you can follow through there. And but the other books, Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and The Free Church Report, all available on the web for free. But if you want them in hard copy, there are 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. You can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640. 97640. Obey the government, for God is the one who has put it there. There is no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. So those who refuse to obey the laws of the land are refusing to obey God, and punishment will follow. For the policeman does not frighten people who are doing right, but those doing evil will always fear him. So if you don't want to be afraid, keep the laws, and you will get along well.
The police. The Living Bible, right?
Yes.
That's for the dead.
The Children's Living Bible.
Was it? Which one?
Children's Living Bible.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah, I recognized it after a while, but yeah, that's what they would have you believe. And that is so contrary. I don't think I quote that in the book, The Higher Liberty. It's too painful.
Too painful. Yes. Well, but, okay, we've contracted in, and the Lord said, well, you know, you better honor your contracts.
Well, you do, but I tell you, if you start becoming what Christ was talking about, you know, the people seeking the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and His righteousness. And you can't be righteous and not care about your neighbor. And who's your neighbor? I mean, who's your brother? Is it everybody out there who needs help? Or is it those who are doing the will of the Father? You know, I mean, Christ answered that question Himself. He says, he who does the will of my Father is my mother and my brother. And if you're not doing that, I'm sorry, I don't have any time for you. I got to deal with the important things first. Now, sure, we're a charitable outfit, and we try to help other people, but we will not be drowned or deluded by other people. We have a new motto here. We jokingly referred to it. People always tell us, if you build it, they will come. And we said, if you make us build it by ourselves, don't bother coming.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Jesus had a parable about that, the foolish virgins, you know. They were virgins. They weren't apart. They were pure. But they squandered their time and their energy dancing and having a good time. And then when they needed help, the door was shut. And he said, you know, sorry, you're out. You know, that's Christ. That's Christ's parable. People need to start getting together now, working together now, and to give a, you know, the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, everybody, you can go read them. There's not as many copies of the Anti-Federalist Papers around, but you can probably find them all on the Internet. But what people really need to know is what those early Americans were doing in their day-to-day lives. This is what's going to make a difference. Those men in their farms and their homes and their businesses, those were the forefathers that made this country great. It wasn't the Constitution. It was individuals taking on their responsibility.
Absolutely. And it was, well, and government not there in their face to stop them.
Yeah, it hadn't got big enough yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it cowered before those kinds of people. And that takes us back to George's solution, is the fact that if you had 500 people there in Massachusetts, I know several others there that are starting to get more active, and who would come down with you to the court and say, well, this is one of our brothers. We, you know, I can't give you all the details of what we're doing on a radio program. And that's for the people on the Living Network, the people who are willing to show up for one another and be there for one another. Those are the ones that we're going to share more and more information with.
Yes, and we've got a caller. Who we got?
Just, how you doing, Brother Gregory? I just signed up for your church probably about 2 months ago, and I read some of your literature what you had on the net, and to hear you in person, it just you kind of reinforced my belief that you were kind of a person that I wanted to listen to.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give you that. But I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
How do you feel about reclaiming the state sovereignty? Since it seems to me, you know, from my studies, that the true republic, it seems like the power was given to the people into the states.
Well, the power was given to the people by God.
Right.
The states had very, in a republic, the leaders are titular. In a republic, we go into this in the Covenants of the Gods, and you know, not only the Covenants of the Gods is available on the net, but we have all the chapters, or a lot of the chapters, available in booklet form. You can download them, you can print them out, you can take them to Pronto Print, and they'll print them out for you. They're all there for free, but in a republic, the leaders are titular. In a republic, the government is separate from the state. Now, what does that mean,
right,
that the government is separate from the state? The state was the people, okay? The government is the bureaucracy. And in the United States, the bureaucracy has all kinds of power. You can elect whoever you want. The bureaucracy is still going to be there. But in a republic, your leaders are titular and servants. And this is why the early church was called a republic, because you elect a leader. 10 families get together. They pick a leader. And they pick him because he's a virtuous man, not because he wants power, because he doesn't get any power as a leader. He's a servant. That's why Christ says, the highest among you is servant to all. This is the reverse kind of government that you see today everywhere. That's why they've gotten the world upside down. We have a video that covers state sovereignty. You can get it on YouTube, and you can get it on our video channel. I'm not sure even what it is, but the fact is, your states now, what we see as states now, and the governments that are sitting in those places, all those state senators are federal employees. People talk about, well, they quote U.S. Supreme Court cases, and they don't look at the date of the case. You have to look at the date of the case, because things have been changing. The states now are occupied by federal citizens. the state governments are corporations. The courts are administrative. The men you elect in the state governments are employees of the federal government. They can't secede. They could back in, 1800s. They should have done it differently, and we go into that. But if they needed to secede, but the fact is that's all water under the bridge.
Think there's much hope for anything right now? I mean,
I believe that the only answer, and this is what I believe, this is where I'm coming from, is that people start coming together, and you can do that through the church in ways that you can start learning what government is really about. That's why I refer to in Higher Liberty, I give you quotes. One of the reasons that the country was able to become free at that time was because of the embryonic republics in every church, because that's the way the church operated. We need to get back to those skills of being a republic so that as this system collapses, we can be free. And the people need to be coming out now, but they need to know what they're doing. And I'm not a walk the plank guy. I don't advise people to walk the plank, especially family men.
They do make it difficult for family men to go out there and separate themselves and try to walk the straight and narrow with the Lord. And at the same time, you have to be part of the system.
Well, I've been doing it all my life,
so I'm kind of used to it. I mean, but it can be done.
You have to have prayer, but Christ was very clear, repent. John the Baptist was doing the same thing. I think they were confronting the same thing we see today. And they're saying, repent. That means change your ways, turn around, go another way, and seek righteousness, seek the kingdom, and the righteousness of God. Now, you cannot do that unless you care about others. So you have to be coming together. Now, what that means, every aspect of your life is going to start revolving around this communion you have with other men and women wanting to go the same place that you want to go. That becomes your society. If you get into trouble, they're there for you, but you have to be there for them. I've sat at meetings 20 years ago where people were complaining about the court system doing them injustice, and I said, well, show up to his court date. And they said, I don't care about him. I just care about my problem. They tell you that right to their face, right to your face.
That's
got to end. That will separate you more. They will want to see you out of their court. They will not pick you up. They will say, have a nice day. But you'll be cut off from their benefits. And their benefits could include gasoline at their gas stations, food at their grocery stores. It's already including you can't get employment at their corporations. So we have to become that other community, that other alternative in every aspect of our lives. And the only way to do that is to come together. I tell you, Christ, Moses, Abraham were setting nations free. But we got to do what they were saying to do. And it's right there in the book. And most ministers won't teach you it. But we'll talk about it. And we'll show you what we know.
Well, it's certainly refreshing to talk to somebody that actually is saying the things that I've been saying and thinking about for a long time.
And most people aren't going
to
hear this. The people that are hearing it in their hearts already, before they hear it in my voice, those people we need to find.
Some people are hearing it, but they're not. As soon as the government steps in and threatens them, they get weak. And they get
scared,
shy away.
They need help with their unbelief. But if they are hearing it, that's a good sign. And Christ talks about this. He sows the seed. Everybody, and some fall on good ground and they start to grow. And some are choked out by weeds and some are eaten up by the birds. But the fact is it's a full-time job to find people that are willing to hear the gospel of the kingdom, who are willing to do what Paul calls live by the perfect law of liberty. And we need to do that, not just individuals, but as a community and as a nation of people coming together, not just in this country, but in every country all around the world, because nobody is going to escape the calamities that are coming. We need to do it because it's right. Forget about the calamities that are coming.
Right, that's right.
We just need to do it if we really believe in freedom.
Well, I certainly look forward to meeting you at some point in person.
Well, we're going to have a feast here.
This is the first time I've ever called into a radio station. This is the very first time. I'm 53 years old, so what you said convinced me. I just want you to know that there are people here in Jersey and Delaware that I've talked to that hooked up to your site, and maybe we don't necessarily believe in solidly in the same things, and some of us kind of like take another approach to it, but it's there, it's happening.
And we're not requiring anybody to conform to us, but I tell you, if we conform to what Christ was really talking about, we shall be free. But what he was talking about isn't what a lot of people have been telling you. But we are having a big gathering in September out here. We may have other gatherings in the Midwest. Get on the Kingdom News list if you're not already there, and we'll let you know when we're traveling around. And that's the bad part.
It seems like it's hard to find the good ones, in my opinion, the ones who totally believe.
Caller, you want to stay with us through the break?
Get that fellowship together. It's hard.
We're on our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up, and to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate.
I'm going to let you go.
Now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located
1.5 miles east of
I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website, also at .info and .net.
877-254-7524 is the number if you got a question or comment. Do we still have our caller online? No. Caller dropped off. We are given four witnesses, two in Jeremiah, Isaiah, Revelation 18, to come out of Babylon. That's, well, easier said than done. And you need to be led of the Lord of it. And repent. That's where we're at. Repent. And once you do that, then he opens the doors and says, oh, okay, you know.
The one thing,
job. Go ahead.
One of the things about coming out of Babylon, you know, the Moses freed the whole nation and they came out of Egypt, but they weren't hardly out in the desert very far, and they were already wanting to return back to Egypt again with their central bank, their golden calf, and their, you know, common purse. Their walled-in gates where they were controlling the people and binding them again. And that was because they took the men out of Egypt, but they didn't take Egypt out of the men. And that's why I believe, you know, why did God harden the heart of Pharaoh so that he didn't just let the people go right away? Well, if those people had just left right away when Moses said, let my people go, it would have been an absolute total chaos out in the desert. They needed to go through some hard times together, fill each other's water flasks during these times of famine and shortage of water, etc., in order to relearn the skills of being a free people. And this is, I believe, where we're at today. Right now we're looking for the kind of Levite mentality of those people who will step out. Who have the courage to come out of the walled-in camp at merely a call, the apostle-type characteristics that Christ was looking for. But those characteristics include trying to bring the people together as good shepherds. A lot of people know that, you know, we herd sheep out here in the desert. I've been herding sheep for 30-some years out here. And when we first started, we got farm flock sheep. And that was a big mistake because they don't stick together. They just go left and right. They go whenever they want. They don't have any of the agrarian nature to them because they've lived so long in that fenced-in field where they're protected and where they, you know, don't have to keep an eye on each other. And somebody brings them hay. But range sheep, they got to keep an eye on each other. And you'll see them out there, 7, 8, 9, 10 sheep, shoulder to shoulder, touching shoulders, literally, with their heads down, eating and grazing. And another group just like that, a few feet away, and another one just like that. And when we've crossed the desert, I've seen, you know, 120 sheep, shoulder to shoulder, touching shoulders as they go. Well, I don't have them tied together. I didn't tie a rope around them and tie them to each other. They just know that they got to come together because there's coyotes, bobcats, mountain lions out there. And that's something they've learned. It's become second nature. Well, we've forgotten how to come together as a people. And so Christ started with seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. And then towards the end of the Bible, you see, come out of them, my people, lest ye be partakers of their sins. But they had already started coming out in their hearts. That's why the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. They've already started changing as a people. They started that repenting thing that you spoke of earlier. And we need to do that. And there's a learning curve. Some of us are a little better at it than others, of how to sacrifice your day, sacrifice your time, sacrifice your energy, your maybe even some of your money, God forbid, to help one another. And we need to become that society so that we can come out. You know, everybody wants to jump in their own little lifeboat and row for shore. And they're leaving a lot of times other people. That was one of the things when the Titanic went down. People actually, they had like 10 people in a boat that could hold 20 or 30. And they rowed away and let the other people drown. We got to change that mentality in us if we're going to succeed in the days ahead. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But, okay, I've also run across, you know, in my journey, in my travel here, in my shore journey, of folks that claim Christ and profess his name, but then their attitude is, oh, well, I'm Christian, you're Christian, so you owe me to come over and do this and do that and do this and do that. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know where they got that from. That's like saying to God, you owe me salvation because I believe in you.
Right.
God don't owe you no salvation, and I don't owe you charity. That's why charity is a choice. If you don't have that choice, you're just an object, a thing. And that's something that, you know, people always want me to treat them as equals. I actually have a conversation going on with somebody now who thinks that I don't treat them as an equal. But evidently, that's because I don't just automatically agree with him. I don't expect anybody. I'm the Morpheus kind of guy. My beliefs don't require that you believe them. Why do your beliefs require that I believe you? We have to learn to allow our neighbors the freedom of choice. You can only be as free as you're willing to let others be free. If he owes you charity, it's not charity anymore. It's some sort of entitlement program. You know, so, you know, but I think that interaction, see, we live in people, I don't, but most people live in cities where they don't even hardly know their neighbor. They see him wave as he's punching his garage door opener and drives into his garage, and that's about it. You know, he sees the smoke from his barbecue in the backyard on the weekend, but they don't know each other. That's an extremely dangerous and vulnerable position to be in. I remember back in L.A., I was in one of those major earthquakes, and I was at my folks' house, and I was a pretty young guy, and all the water was cut off in the community. You couldn't get water anymore. Well, two pools in the community. We had one, and our neighbor had one. And he guarded his with a gun. And we let all our neighbors come and, you know, bucket water out so that they could flush their toilets. Two different attitudes in the world. And you got to find those people that are willing to share. And the only way to do that is to interact.
To interact and build that network.
Build the network. Be the network.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now.
303-651-6427. That's Affordable Excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams, with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website. You can find the three main books there: Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, little g, and the Free Church Report, all available there on the web. Or if you want them in hard copy, there are 25 fraudulent reserve notes each, and you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640. 97640. Question, comment, phone lines are open, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I wanted to come back to the Continental Congress.
Okay.
That they
Which
just
one?
Had.
First one or the last one?
The last one.
Okay.
That they just had.
Yeah.
At the very least, they have stood up and they've drawn a line in the sand. They said, okay, now look, here's what you guys are doing. Here's what your evils are. At the very least, they've done that.
I don't want to fault. Sometimes I'll say things that kind of rub people the wrong way. Maybe just about all the time I do that. But they see something's wrong, and they're trying to figure out what to do about it. I don't think their strategies are that effective all the time, but at least they're doers. They're not on the couch.
Yes.
They're not just watching the game. They're in the game, so to speak. And that's good. That's virtue in my book.
And the other thing before we run out of time I wanted to talk about is because we're going to be bombarded here in the mail real soon with all of these census forms. So we can number the people. Where's your stand on that?
Well, when you say number the people, it sounds like you're quoting the Bible again. David numbered the people, and it was called a sin. And there's several words that are used in the Hebrew, and we have to look at that. But if you read the context of what David was doing, he was actually instituting a draft. He was going to compel service to the people, of the people.
And raise an
that's
army.
What he was sending his soldiers out to. And there is a way to number the people without, committing a sin, because Moses clearly numbered the people, too. I mean, the way it's translated, it's in a different context. You have to actually know Hebrew in order to really understand what they're saying. You can be misled very easily. But, it's an amazing thing. I haven't been counted on a census as far back as I can remember. And I don't know why that always works out that way. I've got a dozen different stories almost as to why that has happened. Not quite a dozen because I'm not that old, but I've never been counted on the census. And really it's kind of about their money, counting their people. And I don't know if I qualify to be counted. It's kind of a peripheral thing. It's what I would love to talk about, what I call campfire talk.
Yes.
But, we need to be accountable to one another. And that's where we need to really head.
And we've got a caller. Who we got?
Joe from Kokomo, so to speak. Black sheep of the family.
Joe, huh?
And I was just listening to your Liberty conversation. I thought, I got a definition here in my Bible that when I do the you know, the definitions, I guess it's in the concordance or whatever, says something about liberty is doing as one should, not as one wants to. How do you feel about that?
Well, absolutely. You know, we're not free to commit crime.
But you seem to be all over the place, and I'm going, hey, come on now. We need a definition of liberty, what we're supposed to be doing, okay, not what we think we should be doing. And he said, my ways are not your ways, and we don't seem to figure it out too quick. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think that definition that Randy was giving us of Jefferson was a very interesting definition.
I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you. Speak up there a little bit if you would.
Okay. The definition that Randy gave, that Thomas Jefferson gave, was a pretty good definition, because it required that we could do what we wanted, but we were hemmed in by the fact that other people have rights. God,
other people have rights, but what are we supposed to do? And if they're doing evil and we don't turn them from it, we partake in it. Okay,
that's right.
And I'm saying, man, what in the world are we doing? As the United States of America, we're supposed to be citizens of the United States of America based on a republic, not a democracy.
Well, actually, we're not supposed to be citizens of the United States of America.
Why? We're not what?
We're not supposed to be citizens of the United States of America, because the United States of America, you couldn't even be a citizen of the United States until the 14th Amendment.
I can't hardly hear you. You got to speak up, man.
Well, I don't know if there's something wrong with the phone or...
I can hear you now. There's something wrong with the phone. I heard that.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking about as loud as I can.
Okay. I'll lay off of you, okay? It's just some of us swore to uphold the Constitution of America, and it sounds like you guys are saying it's not really a... The Constitution is not
Did somebody swear to uphold the Constitution?
It's based on democracy, and I'm saying, what? I don't think so.
Who swore to uphold the Constitution?
Everybody that's been in the military, everybody that's in the police force, and all the Congress and representatives.
Did you hear
what
Jesus said about swearing?
Either, okay?
Now, you mentioned the Bible. What did Jesus say about swearing?
He said, don't swear at all. You can't change one hair that's white into black and one hair that's black into white.
Those people you're talking about that's been swearing, they've been disobeying Christ. All those people that you mentioned that have been swearing have been disobeying Christ.
Amen. I agree. And like I say, I'm a slow reader. What's these other people's excuse? Okay? And he said, if you swear... You make sure you stand by it in the Old Testament.
Thanks for calling.
No wonder he said don't
swear, because
we can't do it.
Here on the American Freedom Network.
He's proving it right now. Hello?
I think they went to commercial break.
I'm sorry. I can't hardly hear you. I guess I'm screaming. I better hush. Huh?
They went to commercial break.
Commercial break?
Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And we're back with the closing minutes of today's show. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website, also .net and .info. The three books, Thy Kingdom Comes, Covenant of the Gods, and the Free Church Report, all available on the web for free. But if you want them in hard copy, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes each, and you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640. Rightful liberty is unobstructed action according to our will within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others. I do not add within the limits of the law, because law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of individuals, unquote, Thomas Jefferson. Your new book, The Higher Liberty, but if you want that, folks, you need to go in there and sign up on the Living Network, and then that would be made available. On the census, Title 13, United States Code, Section 225, Paragraph D. If you decide you don't want to be counted and you don't want to fill out the form that says, oh, I'm one of your commercial actors, let's play the mammon commerce game. That's what it is, isn't it, Brother Gregory?
Yeah, it's about money. It's about assets. It's done by the agricultural department. They're just counting their livestock.
Yes.
You're all human resources. That's why they call it a human resources department. They're mining the wombs of your daughters. They're going to mine and drain the blood of your sons here. They want to be able to draft every single man, woman, and child in the United States, and really they've already done that with Social Security. Everybody spends at least 2-3 hours a day building pyramids for the Pharaoh. We've gone back into bondage, and they're just trying to keep track of inventory.
Yes. And, but there's some of these ones running around out there, you know, that they aren't shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the sheep.
They're scattered all over the desert. you know, that's extremely humorous picture to me, because I've been the guy out there running around with my tennis shoes trying to keep up with sheep that don't want to stay together. We've kind of thinned them out with the help of nature, and we've gotten down to the point where if they won't stay together, they're coyote bait. And, you know, and the funny thing is, the sheep's got a brain just about the size of a baseball, and he's figured that out. So I can't figure out why we haven't figured it out yet. This is what Israel was. I mean, Israel crossing the Sinai, anybody messed with an Israelite, they all showed up. Today,
well,
we don't have Minutemen anymore. We have Wait-A-Minute-Men.
It comes back to the, quote, church, unquote. If they'd have stood all these years ago, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
I do. I blame most of this on the churches.
Brother Gregory, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, folks, the question is not, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? The question is, does he know you?